sleep? Could I buy some weed? Why do women bleed? Can I plant my seed? There are many types of questions, and answers are all we need. But the most important question, we all agree: how will you feed? How will you feed?
How will you feed? Here is today's congenital How Will You Feed host, Danny.
Yesterday, I was driving around the city of Dallas. Mm. And right near 35 and 30, I pulled up to a light over, I guess, kind of over there by Fuel City, the taco gas station.
Right.
And I got on the ramp to get on to 35.
Where they have Mexican girls in bikinis who bring you beer.
I've never seen that. Is that true?
I've never been to Fuel City. I know where it is, but I've never been in there. I know I need to get the tacos.
Their tacos are quite delicious.
Yes.
So I get on this little stop sign, and then there's this little ramp that you have to get on to get back on 35. And as I'm getting on, I look to my right, and standing there, or sitting down in a chair, is a young girl, probably in her mid-20s, seemed like she was had a lot of belongings with her. She was just sitting there reading a book, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Behind her was what I assume was her boyfriend, kid about the same age, and he had a backpack and another big bag and a guitar bag on his back. And there he is with his thumb out, hitchhiking in the middle of downtown Dallas on a Monday. Mm. And I thought to myself, man, those are the most non-threatening hitchhikers I've ever seen in my life. But number one, the only hitchhikers that I've seen in a long time.
Haven't seen a hitchhiker. And this is coming from a guy who's been on some freaking massive road trips with the kids.
Yeah.
In years. Years.
I'm telling you, they looked so safe. Had I not been on a deadline and needed to get to where I needed to be, I would have considered giving him a lift.
But the lift would have been...
I know I'm not going anywhere. Yeah. Like, if I was going to Austin...
But that's the thing, is where... Let's say you would have stopped and pulled these kids over, or put them in your car, and said, where are you headed?
Where are you headed, Mac?
And then they would have said, I don't know.
South?
And you're like, well, I'm going north. I'm going to Denton or whatever. Okay.
You want to go to Denton?
Like, did they have a goal of where they wanted to be? Or was it just...
They were wanting to go southbound I-35.
Okay, all right.
That's where they wanted to go. And they wanted to go to the hood.
But then again, how far, like, if you just said, I'm going 2 miles. All right. Do they accept that?
No. What I remember in watching the TV and from seeing my uncle and cousins and whatnot pick up hitchhikers, it's like, where are you headed? Well, I'm going to San Antonio. Well, I can take you as far as Daniel Dale. Okay, cool. And you take them as far as you are going, drop them off, and then you're on your way. Isn't that the way it used to work?
As one who has done this many times, yes.
Okay, this is why I wanted to bring this up.
You hitchhiked?
Many, many times.
Hey, man.
Okay, when? When you were a kid in the 70s, in the 80s? For fun, for necessity?
Because I had no other way of getting to where I needed to go.
What year was this?
This would have been in like the early 70s, I guess.
You had no car, no nothing?
Or I didn't have access to it.
What does that mean?
You lost your keys?
Yeah, something.
Or you gave it some abroad?
It was broke down or
take
something.
Take the car, man. Get us a lid. Just come back before sundown.
In the meantime, I'm going to hitch.
But yes.
Where would you hitch to?
Wherever, just as close as I could get to wherever I needed to go.
Like, if you needed to go,
in Dallas?
Yeah, in the city limits, you would hitchhike?
Yeah, I know. I'm never, you know, any long distance or anything.
So you'd, like, walk around your Oak Cliff neighborhood with your thumb out.
Yeah.
They'd say, where are you going, kid?
Yeah.
And you'd say, I want to go where?
And I'd say, I'm trying to get downtown or trying to get to wherever I was going, and they'd tell me where they were going, and however close they could get me to there,
mm-hmm.
that was fine. Hitchhikers are always okay with you getting them as close to where they're going as you possibly can. They don't ask you for anything else.
And this continued until when? Your hitchhiking days.
I can't remember the last time I did it.
I mean, was it just an early 70s thing?
Yeah, pretty much. It kind of got uncool to do it.
Well, it became
scary.
Yeah, it got dangerous.
Yeah. I mean, when we were kids, that was the whole stranger danger thing.
Yeah.
That was going on. And man, when I was 5 or 6 years old, that was stressed so heavily to never, ever hitchhike.
Or pick up hitchhikers.
Or pick up a hitchhiker. Mm-hmm. And the only time I ever saw anybody pick up a hitchhiker, of course, was Uncle Bill, the horniest uncle of all time.
Picked up a girl.
We were, okay, we went, they lived in New Braunfels at the time. And so we go down to, I don't know, Green Hall or one of those places down there. Mm-hmm. A honky-tonk, as my uncle would always call it. We went down there in the middle of the day. Me, him, my dad, and one of my friends. I would always take a friend down there to hang out with me. And so they're drinking beer the whole time. We're playing shuffleboard or something at this bar. It's in the middle of the day, too.
Yeah.
And they'll knock back 3 or 4 Lone Stars, and then it's time to go back and eat at Opa's house or some German food restaurant. And they'd be loaded, my uncle and my dad would.
And they'd pick up hitchhikers.
Well, not all the time, but I remember we passed a hitchhiker, and it was a girl in Daisy Dukes. This must have been in like 77, 78.
Mm-hmm.
And so the short Daisy Duke shorts were in. So we passed 2 girls. And, you know, I think that they were road hard trash. But I remember my uncle going, okay, now we're talking. And we backed the car up, and we had to get in the back of his car,
right,
like a wagon type thing. Me and my friend had to get in the very back. So
in an El Camino?
I don't know what it was, but the girls could have a place to sit.
Next to your uncle.
Well, no, in the back seat. My uncle and my dad were in the front, and then the 2 girls. I have no idea how old.
Your dad was cool with this?
I don't know. My dad wasn't in control of anything. It was Uncle Bill.
His dad was...
Is this his brother?
No, this is his uncle, actually. It's my great uncle.
Oh, okay.
But this is the same Uncle Bill.
Is this Merle's brother?
No. This is the other side. This is my dad's side of the family.
Okay.
But this is the same Uncle Bill who was obsessed with the Cowboys and would listen to the Brad Sham Show and Tex Schramm Show and all that crap.
Mm-hmm.
And would come up for a couple of Cowboy games every year. And he went to the famous 79 Cowboy Redskins game, the coldest game ever.
And all he wanted to do is, he was mad because the cheerleaders were wearing sweatpants.
Yeah, he comes home and I'm hugging him thinking, oh my God, you just saw the greatest moment in the history of football. And I was like, how was it? And he was like, the cheerleaders are wearing their sweatpants.
That's all he
could
say.
He cared about. But yeah, that was...
And he just saw 35-34.
And I do remember distinctly my dad turning around to me and my friend, may have been me and my sister, I can't remember, and saying, do not tell your mother.
That we picked up hitchhiking women.
Yeah. I don't know how far we took them. I have no clue. But that's my only interaction with hitchhikers. But from that, you know, then it was really sketchy.
I just could not believe what I saw yesterday because, seriously, I have not seen somebody actually hitchhike. I can't remember the last time. Years and years.
Rarely see it anymore.
And that was a mode? I mean, like when you were on the road doing your hitchhiking, would you see other hitchhikers all over the place?
Well, not all over the place, but, you know, there would be some out there.
Why didn't you get a bike?
Bikes weren't cool then.
Oh, God. Was anybody
20s,
more
man.
Obsessed with cool than this guy?
Still is.
That's right.
Is it because you were so uncool?
That's right.
I don't know. Nobody had bikes back then.
Sure they did.
No, they didn't either.
Was it just a kid thing?
Yeah.
Bikes?
It was a kid thing. Everything in life is somewhere else, and you get there in a car.
Right? Ah, okay.
Yes, you don't now get there on a
sense.
Bike.
Now right. It all makes sense.
And if you don't have your car for whatever reason, you still got to get there, so... Yeah.
Yeah?
You see if you can thumb a ride.
Now, have you ever picked anybody up?
I wasn't real good about...
Returning the favor?
Yes, returning the cosmic
Why?
Favor.
Too scared?
No, because he would, A, have to talk to him,
right.
And B, it would be kind of an inconvenience for him. Although other people were inconvenienced.
I was quite talkative back then.
Oh, you were?
Yes.
I just can't imagine them being like, yeah, I need to go, you know, I don't know, to... fit you or something like that.
No, I'm going to Mockingbird. I'm not stopping. Like, he wouldn't stop.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, I'd do that.
Well, you didn't pick him up. Why didn't you pick
you
him up?
You never picked up a hitchhiker?
I'm sure I have once or twice. A few times. But I wasn't real frequent with it. I did it a lot more than I would pick him up.
Okay.
Well, I hope those kids...
And I only had one weird thing ever happen to me. I'm sorry.
That's all right. What was the weird thing that happened to you?
I got the car with this one guy.
Oh, no.
We're driving along. He's not saying anything. And I wasn't going to be in there very long with him. You know, mm-hmm. I was going like maybe, I don't know, a mile and a half, something like that.
Which would take you 15 minutes to walk.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
And look, when nobody would pick me up, I would walk. I wouldn't just stand there.
You would keep walking
toward
your destination.
Yeah, I'd keep walking, and when, you know, a car would come up, I'd, you know, hold my thumb out again.
What a beating.
That is awesome. I want to do it.
No, you don't.
I do. Well, tell me what happened.
That
was weird.
I get the car with this guy, and he's driving along. He's not saying anything. And all of a sudden, he reaches into his shirt pocket and pulls out a joint.
Okay.
And what's weird about that?
Then he torches it up and everything like that, and I'm sort of looking at him like, okay, what am I supposed to do here?
All right, we're rolling now.
I don't know this guy or anything. He could be a narc.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's what you were thinking, a
and
narc.
So he offered me some, and I declined.
I'll pass on grass, sir.
And he just kept smoking, finally looks over at me, and I mean, all this time he hadn't said anything, Harley. He says, you ever been busted?
Busted.
And I just said, no. And he lets out this really, really creepy laugh. And about that time, we got to where we were going, and he says, I'll just pull over here, okay? I said, okay, thanks, man.
Wow.
Got out, and that was it.
You ever been busted?
I can't believe it.
And then he, Doyle King, laughed at you?
Except it was nowhere near that jovial.
Oh, man.
That's pretty
awesome, though. That would have ended my hitchhiking career. I would have no longer been Hitchhike Mike.
But, I mean, didn't you expect that? I mean, if somebody's going to pick you up...
They don't know what you're getting, man.
Yeah, and they could be a little bit shady. It's not like the president of JCPenney is going to pick you up.
That's true.
It's going to be someone that maybe has a joint in their pocket.
That's true.
Hopefully.
Yeah. All right.
Well,
good.
I hope those kids made it to where they were going.
Probably. They're probably still sitting there eating their granola.
All right. Community quick hits are coming up.
Teacher-student sex followed by teacher-student sex.